The 40-year-old foreman has been on the comeback trail for 2 years, steamrolling over all 15 opponents, all by knockout. He's back after a 10-year layoff from fighting, devoting that time to religion. After his final match before retirement, a 12-round loss to Jimmy Young, Foreman says he was filled by the Holy Spirit and became a preacher for the non-denominational Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in Houston, Texas, his hometown state. There are two doors to the world, George claims. He used the front door to get into boxing and the back door for the Lord. Now his quest is to become heavyweight champion once more. Foes have found Foreman hasn't lost his punching power. George says it's even more dangerous today because he's learned when and where to deliver.
I've been traveling around the country getting the first one, two-round knockouts, and that helped my knockout percentage, of course. But from time to time, if you don't get those extra round in, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, sometimes even 10, sometimes I would want to extend it, but I don't want to wait around for a decision. You never know whose hometown you're in. But I want to extend myself a little bit.
But Foreman figures those avoiding the inevitable are only literally hurting themselves.
Well, I've had a few guys that really try to move and stay out of trouble and wait for the latter rounds, but they shouldn't wait around because a lot of people say, hey, George doesn't have stamina, but they better stop this. Someone's going to get themselves hurt waiting until the latter rounds. Can do nothing but absorb a lot of unnecessary punishment.
George says he'll give it another 4 years in his pursuit of the crown and knows he'll have to battle with promoters and matchmakers every step of the way. Foreman believes there are so-called white envelope fighters, those who have been knocked out or have remained inactive but still achieve a high ranking.
I'll take anybody at any time, but there are a lot of the top 10 fighters who sign for me, and then they're told by promoters, hey, don't fight George Foreman. I'll give you so much money. Wait for a title shot. And then when I go and talk to them, they tell me, for what? I'm not going to fight you. And some of the promoters even call me, and I've said, told this to the press, and they boast to me that they can keep guys in the top 10 forever, whether they fight or not. And they told me I wouldn't get in there unless I signed with them.
And Foreman has not impressed the individual state boxing commissioners who must approve of all matches.
They say, hey, George, you got to fight this guy, but they will not demand a top 10 to fight me. So they're telling me in their own words that I am the leading contender. Quietly kept, they're telling me that George Foreman is the top contender. He's got to fight who we match him with. And it's a compliment to be thought of in that fashion at this age.
George says he doesn't even need to stare down his foes these days. He's that good, doing little research of his opponents before the bout. He says he'll chew up and spit out current heavyweight champ Mike Tyson if he's allowed the chance. George says the Tyson camp has fueled the Foreman's fat stories, and the public and uninformed media have gone along for the ride.
I would do a lot better with Mike Tyson because, as you know, whenever you get a fellow who's afraid, he's going to do things to protect himself. Mike Tyson, I don't think, would be that afraid of me. He would come forward, and of course, I'd get a quicker knockout.
At a fighting weight of over 250, that's 50 pounds heavier than it was for his championship win over Joe Frazier in 1973, critics have plenty to poke at, claiming Foreman's comeback fights have been against a row of marshmallows. But George won't stop until the public tells him to. He says he's going to remain a fighter and enjoy his age at the same time.
As you get older, you should enjoy some of the pleasures of life. You know, when I was younger, I'd sit down and eat a dozen eggs, but now I've cut back to 11, so. They say that I'm old, but I truly believe that life doesn't begin until you're 40. No matter what I've heard about George Foreman, those people out there have shown me, we're with you, you can do it. But I want to tell all those guys at home who's 40 and 40 and a half, hey, don't worry about it. There's nothing to it. You can do anything that I can do.
Foreman says he's been discredited throughout his boxing career, but the Olympic gold medalist says he'd rather have the skepticism continue instead of losing his punch. I'm Bill Flynn.